for spiritual rest from war within. This is Biblical Answers with Reverend Ted Pike from truthtellers.org.
The title of this Bible study is, Does Christ's New Covenant Replace the Old? In the Bible, God offered two covenants to the Jews, both conditional upon obedience and both in existence today. In Romans 9, the Apostle Paul describes the first, the Abrahamic covenant. It told the Hebrews that if they obey God, he will reward them with racial, territorial, and spiritual blessings and the role of being his priests and holy people in his earthly kingdom. The Abrahamic covenant also carried with it the reverse, cursing upon rebellious Hebrews and separation from any covenant promise whatsoever. The book of Hebrews, chapter 8, however, describes a better spiritual covenant, offering a pure heart. It is provided by Jesus to Jewish Christians today, but will be given to a repentant Jewish remnant at Christ's second coming. In order to answer the question, does Christ's new covenant replace the old, we must understand both the physical and spiritual covenants which Scripture says still apply to Jews. Let's start with the old, largely physical covenant as considered in Romans 9. Here Paul describes his unbelieving Israelite kinsmen for whom he has, he says, continual sorrow, desiring that they be saved. These, he later confirms, are enemies of Christians. That's Romans 11:28. He says the Abrahamic and Mosaic covenants still apply to them. To them, quote, pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenant and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises. Pertaineth in the original Greek is in the present, which is the continuous action tense. In other words, he is saying these covenants are going on now. Paul is saying that God has a long-range agenda and investment in the Jews that he is going to see fulfilled.